You had that person come in and serve me in court, and that gave them an excuse, and then the next day I was fired.
Why would you being served give them an excuse to fire you?
Because it's just drama. People don't want drama at their workplace.
They fired you because of drama? Why are you lying?
That your lawyer would hire a private investigator to come and check on you.
It's not a wellness check. It's just something like, I want to make sure like I'm still involved in the case and shit. I mean, it happened right after we talked over the phone. Like, I'm assuming maybe Pixie had something different, to be honest.
Oh, how long have I been muted for?
For like an hour. I don't know. You're trying to talk?
Oh, my geez. Jeez Louise. Thank you, Gradient, for sneaking up for me. Yeah, was that your poppy in the background?
No, it's my friend's dog.
Oh, they speak Spanish.
Also, do you have
they speak Italian?
That was Italian you were speaking?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're
speaking Spanish earlier. Yeah. I am multilingual, right, Virginia?
Yeah.
Have you heard about like the Doobie stuff and the Connor things with like
No, I haven't been following on internet drama. I've been like living my life, you know.
No, I understand that. It's been lit. Are you in Miami? Or like Virginia?
Yeah, I'm in Miami. Yeah.
Oh, I might have to go link up. You
No, you're not here. I thought you were in Austin.
I'm gonna go to Miami for the there's that big house party that's happening for a week. I'm gonna kiss
house
me.
Party? What house party?
Do you know Mike Smalls Jr.?
No, Asker, I know.
Okay.
Do you know Action Man? PXZ's wife
yeah,
force.
You know I fucking hate him.
Yeah, it seems like
I saw Della Gooner searching the trash cans for leftover food.
What happened with that?
Broke a hoe.
Yeah, so I was trying to get the fuck away from Amy Danger. And
to Texas?
No, I just literally anywhere. I was just trying to get away from her because I was like paying her rent and she was like mooching off me for everything. So I was like, I got to get the fuck away from here. My lease expired. I lost my job because Destiny served me at my job. So I lost my job the next day. So I didn't have anywhere to go. And Action Man had been texting me for like 6 months, begging me to come visit him.
Yeah,
and I was like, hey, I can visit. I didn't know that though. I didn't know that we had been friends for years and he had never done that. So I didn't know. So then I moved all the way to Texas. Like I had packed my car full of everything from Florida, moved all the way there. He gave me his address. I show up
Did
at his house and then
streaming?
He called the police on me. It was all just a prank.
He called the police. Was his girlfriend there? Like, what's her name? Cornelius?
I didn't know but I didn't know he had a girlfriend and I wasn't trying to fuck him. I was literally just trying to sleep for the night.
Well, they're not they're not dating, like, but they're just like this, but it's like, she's like possessive over him type shit.
Okay, whatever. I don't care. I didn't know, like, I wasn't there to hook up with him. I was just there to just fucking get some peace. Like, I was so
Yeah, but you couldn't tell you're trying to fuck you. I saw those messages. You couldn't tell you're trying to fuck you though.
No, I knew that, but I was using that to my advantage to try to, like, get
like
free rent. I don't know what to tell you. Like, I flirted back because I just, like, whatever.
You know, I had
and,
a mansion.
Like, he was flirting so hard. And, like, it's awkward when guys, like, beg for it and you just say no straight up. And we've been friends for years. So I was like, whatever. And we had never hooked up before. We have, like, literally have never done anything, not even made out like me and Abba, like literally nothing. I have no romantic feelings towards Action Man, but like I was already planning on moving
Abba?
In. We just made out.
I don't know about that.
You just made. Like, I thought you guys like didn't like each other. I thought he was like a op or something.
No, we were like texting for like a few years, and I liked him, but I wanted to like go on dates, and then he was like. The long distance stuff because he was in Canada, so he wasn't for it. So I was like, okay, whatever. And then I found out he got a bunch of bitches pregnant, and I was like, and then also killed his own babies, which is
what do you mean by that?
I consider abortion murder.
Oh, so he got abortions. I don't know.
Yeah, so he murdered his children. He's murdering more of his children than the average person kills. Like he killed so many fucking babies. Like it's
like
actually
like
sad.
Plan B or she's getting like he's getting like abortions.
No,
I heard she was getting fucking abortions. And even if it was Plan B, I consider that murder. Not that she would know that she's pregnant, but like he actually knew they were pregnant. They were like full blown abortions.
So they would just every like three months get an abortion on repeat?
I've never gotten an abortion.
No, I mean like the girl he was talking to was like every 3 months she'd get an abortion on repeat.
Oh, I don't. No. I think he got multiple girls pregnant and then asked all of them to get abortions.
No,
he's killing everybody's bloodline.
Well, it'd be just his.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong, because I haven't been following the goss, but that's what I was told.
Yeah, he said the opposite. Like he said before, I'm pretty sure he said that like he's willing to take care of any baby that would come out of somebody that's been pregnant. But I think he said like one of the women had a miscarriage and the others is just that I think it wasn't actually a pregnancy or something like that. Like it was a fake pregnancy. But yeah, that's all I know of. I don't think he ever, because I think he's also like anti-abortion, like kind of like how you are.
That's just not what I heard. I heard he was murdering babies. And then also he was so, I like reached out to him like around the murder baby accusations. And I was like, hey, like, how you doing? And then he started like fucking grilling me, like was in my shit. So I was like, so I texted him a picture of two. I texted him a picture of two pregnant women and was like, go fuck yourself.
Well,
so
that seems to have owned him.
I don't need you.
No, that makes sense.
No, yeah.
So that's I agree. Can you tell us about Abba? Like, does he actually like mess around like that? Because I thought he was kind of like he was talking about how he's like above it all compared to Destiny.
But yeah, he actually called me. He said when
a
I
degenerate my ex, for fucking around with.
Well, my ex fiance.
Yeah, he was trying to get laid.
Yeah, it was like
who's your ex fiance?
From your personal opinion, like Zena? He's like.
No, I didn't get
Zena, your ex fiance.
No, I would almost propose to her. Almost. She failed the purity test.
She failed the fucking sanity test. Are you kidding me? She's not sane. Don't you want your children to have like a stable mother?
Well, you're not also all there, you know? I mean, everyone's kind of a little insane.
Oh, yeah, because I'm autistic? What? No. Schizophrenia and autism are very different. Do you want your kids to be high IQ, but maybe socially awkward? Or do you want your kids to start stabbing people and be in prison? There's a difference.
There's a difference, but I mean, you can train them not to stab people, you know? That's like a trait you can...
Yeah.
I don't think that's genetic.
Yeah, you could train autistic... and better than me at social situations. It's easier than training a sociopath to stop stabbing.
Yeah, I guess. Just maybe never expose our kids to knives or something. Maybe we can do something like that and we'll be fine. But
okay, yeah. Go off, queen. Go fuck Zena again. Get her.
I'm done. I'm down $24,000 from court fees and stuff that I had to pay. I had to pay for a bunch of lawyers and shit.
So I would have done it for free.
You would have worked against Zena on my court case for free.
Yeah. Yeah, I told you that at one point.
You did not tell me that. Not at all, but in January. You actually were just like, you said
you're in Florida. If it's in Florida that the situation was, fuck yeah.
But no, it's not.
And I would go after her. Oh, what? Arizona?
It's in Austin.
Damn, you're fucked. Nothing I could do.
It's okay. I already paid for my lawyer, and I'm doing these classes, like counseling classes. I just have to go to. I have to do 12 hours, and then
yeah,
it's
DV
done.
Classes.
Say what the DOI is.
It's not DV. Serious? It's just it's like a behavioral like class. What?
Where's your DUI from?
What Oklahoma.
State? Oh man.
Oklahoma, where the wind goes.
Yeah. So yeah, like, what's wow. I saw that video of you like flirting with Destiny's lawyer or something. What's up with that?
Yeah, because Destiny's a fucking manipulative asshole. So basically the lawyer was just from the gate, just like one of the rudest people ever, just like right out the gate. And so I was just really nice to him. And then at one point, you know, it got so silly. He's like yelling, we're going to bring you back here if you don't answer these questions. And I had every right not to answer one particular question.
What was the question?
And I think I had to do, basically it was a 7-hour deposition about my sex life. I just got grilled about my sex life it was on Destiny's birthday. He scheduled it too, because I gave other dates when I was available, and he demanded it be on December 12th. And then he made it 9 hours long, statutory maximum 2-hour breaks. Yes. And that was what he did for his birthday. He chose, he didn't have to be there. He chose to sit and watch the entire time like a cuck.
Seems like you're so, like, saying that.
Also,
like
I ripped his attorney a new asshole. So I cannot wait for the full deposition to come out because his attorney ends up looking like the retard he is. And I cannot wait because it'll be so funny. There's so many times where the attorney was just fucking flabbergasted and almost like in tears. Fucking
damn,
retard.
You destroyed his ego.
I cannot wait. Yeah, I was just really nice to him. So that one scene where I'm like pretending to flirt with him because he's like, I'm going to bring you back here. Yeah, it was a little bit fucking awkward, but like it's funny in its full context because like it's, he just took that part out of context. In its full context, it's just this man trying to scream at me, trying to intimidate me. And I'm just like laughing at his face.
Yeah, and it's like so obvious
like,
you're joking too.
What the fuck
too,
are you going
like...
to do?
Yeah, he's
yeah,
like, are you
like
actually
what the fuck are you gonna do? It's a 7-hour deposition about the men that I've fucked in my life. How does it have anything to do with Destiny spreading sea sand or spreading Pixies videos? Literally nothing. How are you gonna get that into court, sir? So half of the time I'm just looking at his attorney like, are you a real attorney? Like, how are you gonna get any of this evidence into court? How is this relevant? How is who I fucked relevant?
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, is it because Destiny asked you to ask these questions because he's fucking...
Wait, so what does he get out of you asking those questions, you think? Oh, you lagged out. Can you repeat that?
Discord with me. Like, he deleted his half... Like, when he first got mad at me, he deleted his half of the messages. Like, oh, I'm so obsessed with you. I'll do anything for you. He deleted those all on Discord and then just posted my half of the conversation being like, oh, I love you too. And it's like, oh, she's so obsessed. She wanted me so bad. She tried to date me. Well, you're a manipulative asshole. And like, if that's the story you and your fans want to believe because you just, I don't know, need your fans to think that women want you, go off, queen. We all know you suck dick. So whatever, I don't give a shit. And he could say whatever the fuck he wants, but once that full depo comes out, he, and also court, he's gonna fucking lose. And it's gonna be funny.
Yeah, are you helping out with that? Like, are you there right now to, like, show your support?
No, he lied. He literally, no. I'm like, I live in Austin. How are they, that's another thing.
No, I mean,
how are, you wasted, how much does it cost for a deposition? So he wasted, like, probably, like, 30, 40 grand on that deposition for me. He can't even serve me in Austin, Texas for a Florida court case. What was the whole point of that deposition? He spent 40 grand to basically ask me if I've been seeing other people outside of him because he is that fucking obsessed.
Yeah, that's crazy, girl. Like, the fuck is that doing? Like, can the fuck? Also, you're lagging.
Pathetic. I cannot believe I dated such a fucking loser. Oh my god.
Right.
So glad that's... I left him.
Exactly.
Well, not all bad, you know?
Like, why? Like, when you guys dated, like. Okay, sorry. I don't know how random people are getting in. Okay, wait, hold up. So, like, if
we
you were
to
just
go
like.
Supreme Room. We need to go to the Supreme Room. We need to go to the Supreme
Room. Wait, 1 second. What the fuck are these people doing? Like, holy shit. Yeah, no, like, first off, like, why does he say, like, you guys didn't even date? Like, that's, like...
Yeah, that's, like, that's his whole shtick, is that I was, that's why he deleted his half of the conversation, being like, I'm so obsessed with you, I'll chase you down to the end of the world, I'll make all the alt accounts, and I'll just follow you everywhere. He deleted all of those messages, and then it's just my messages back to him, being like, oh, love you, can't wait to see you, when's our next date light night? And to make me look fucking crazy, to make it look like I just sent 10 messages in a row with no response, and that's not at all what fucking happened. I don't know. That's like his whole shtick is like, look at how obsessed she is with me. Bitch, you're obsessed with me. You came to fucking where I live in Austin. You don't even go out at night. You've never gone out in Miami. I was with you for fucking like 2 years. Like, you, well, 9 months we dated, but whatever. But like, I've known him for a while. Like, he doesn't go out. But then the one time he's in Austin, not only does he want to do the nightlife scene, he wants to go to the busiest bars in Austin, which he's never done before, and he wants to bring his ex-girlfriend. Oh, also days before asking people to search in Austin for where I was. Yeah, highly coincidental. Highly fucking coincidental.
Yeah. It's, oh, dude, why am I getting fucking blasted by food shops?
Yeah, so no, he's gay and retarded. Everybody knows it.
Yeah, no, I
and he's obsessed with me. Why are you so obsessed with me? I wanna know.
Yeah, that's, I was very weirded out why he was on 6th Street, because that's, like, such a popular street, you know? But it's, like, why?
That's what people try to... People try to say, like, oh, wow, he was on the most popular street in Austin. That's, yeah, right. For sure, he was talking to you. And it's like, bro, like, you, if you knew Destiny, you would know he never goes to nightlife scenes. Like, yeah. He hates nightlife.
I always try to hang out with him after a show and stuff, and he never wants to hang out with me afterwards. He's just like, oh, I'd rather go home and do stuff. So it's like, yeah. You know, like.
But this time, not only did he want to go out on the town instead of fucking Lauren Southern in his hotel room, he wanted to drag Lauren Southern all across the streets of Austin until he ran into me like a psycho. Like a fucking psycho. And then be like, look, I have Lauren, who I've always loved, and I never liked you. And it's like, bro, I also don't like you. Like, we could just end peacefully. We could just, like, not talk to each other. But no, you have to still talk. I haven't even posted on YouTube in years, and you're still posting videos about me? Like, obsession.
Exactly.
Obsession.
This one fellow spamming my chat, they said they want to... Like, they said that you're saying lies about the fucking dating thing.
I don't give a shit what they think. So they're just retarded.
Food shops wants to know if you hit on Andrew Brettler. Like, were you being genuine? Like, actually trying to flirt with him?
No.
I think we answered that earlier. I think we answered that. She wasn't trying to hit on him. Is he attractive?
Is it just simply because she failed?
No, he's this angry little man who's just screaming at me the entire depot.
And Andrew Brettler screamed at you?
He lost his cool, like, from, like, the get-go. It was embarrassing. And, like, as an attorney, like, I've had, like, hundreds of depositions during my depot. Alessandra, you're back.
Are you aware? Yes or no? Screaming at you were hitting on him, right? Like, and you're just saying
he was like
joking now, right? Because you're unsuccessful.
He was like just such an asshole the entire time, and he just looks bad. Like, he lost his cool, and he even said, like, he was like, oh, well, have you taken? I was like, oh, I've never been in a deposition like this. This is so hostile. And he's like, you're not a real attorney, you've never been in a deposition. And it's like, what the fuck Destiny talking point is that? Like, I've had hundreds of depositions.
Are you saying Andrew Brettler's taking lawyer tips from Destiny?
I haven't had, that was my first long standing civil depo, because you, for misdemeanors as a public defender, you only get 30 minutes. Because, like, we have so many cases, you only get 30 minutes to depose unless you ask the court for more time. So this was my first time in, like, a long form deposition. So there were definitely, and also civil. So there was definitely things that
If you'd like to ask questions, go into the waiting room.
Who did you text while on break? What were you texted about? So that was shocking, but whatever.
Ask her how many times she cried.
I just texted my mommy.
What'd you tell her?
And some comedians.
Well, I mean, Lauren, could you...
No, I told him that this is the worst fucking retarded attorney I've ever had. And he made me tell him that in the deposition. He's like, what are you texting your mom right now? Oh, I'm texting her what a piece of shit you are, actually.
How did he know you were texting your mom?
Oh, because in the middle of the deposition, I just started pulling out my phone and playing chess and texting my mom.
Power move. Honestly, that's a very...
Do you use chess.com?
She said it was like a 9-hour depo, so...
It was a 9-hour
deposition.
He was
like, you could have as many breaks as you want. You could have as many breaks as you want. And then finally, he was the only one demanding breaks because, okay, so this is a secret. Please don't tell anyone. But one of my secret deposition moves is you walk in, be the first one in the deposition, and I run cold. So I like the room hot. So I set the temperature to like 80, 83 degrees. and he was in a business suit the entire time. So like half the deposition, he's going, oh my God, it's so fucking hot in here. Oh my God, you're an idiot. And in my head, I was thinking, well, if I'm so stupid, how come I'm the only one who knows how to work a thermostat?
Damn, 40 chess move.
Dude, he's actually retarded. The entire time, he was like sweating and panicking and asking for breaks, getting all frustrated. Yeah. Like, yeah, it was the funny. I cannot wait for the full deposition to come out. And Destiny, even that one little piece, I thought I was funny. I understand how people are like, oh, wow, what a slut, but whatever.
You shouldn't be
like,
funny.
In its full context, you'll see.
Deposition.
It's fucking funny. Like, this guy is so livid. Flirting with him was like
funny or not.
Going to piss him off so bad. And that's all I wanted to do.
Yeah, it sounds like you rage baited the F out of him. I saw how.
Oh, my God.
I saw how effing mad he was in that clip. And I can just imagine his short man syndrome. During that.
It gets so much worse. Like the entirety of the deposition is actually hysterical. I cannot wait for his deposition.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that. Do you have a copy of it by chance? Like, do you have like anything?
No,
did you record anything on your phone, maybe?
No, that's illegal.
Oh,
that's highly illegal.
Oh.
Yeah.
You can
I would have recorded on my phone.
I'm allowed to talk about it. Destiny is gagged from talking about it. I'm not a party to the case. So there's no gag order on me. He's not allowed to talk about it. And at the end of the deposition, you could request to read or waive, and you could request transcript. And Destiny paid extra for it to be a video deposition because there was no need for it to be a video deposition. He could have just had it oral, but he wanted to see and he wanted a recording. And guess who was the only person who requested a copy of the video deposition? Destiny. So guess who leaks the video? Not Pixie. Guess who violated the order? Not Pixie. She didn't have a video of the depo. She only got the transcript.
There's no one else that can get access to that?
No, it was just Destiny. He's the only, him and his attorneys are the only ones who have access to the video.
Does Joanne know this? I feel like it's something you should tell
her.
Yeah.
Yes, but yes, of course she knows. But, you know, we keep filing motions with the judge and he doesn't fucking rule on anything.
Bro, that is true. That judge never rules on stuff.
Is there a judge is not doing anything?
I think just the courts are so impacted right now, and I think that this is just a back burner case for him. You know, there's like murder and rape and shit.
Yeah, and like real shit. We're wasting their
Real. Every case has its merits, and what happened to Pixie is disgusting. Violates the law. Violates her civil rights. Well, not civil rights, but like. She civilly can sue, and you know she's doing all the right things, and it should have equal import, but it's hard when you only have limited time as like a judge or a prosecutor, whatever it may be.
Yeah, Pixie's also got so much going on with like school and shit, you know, fucking
yeah
dude.
She's killing it. She's acing her classes, like doing way better in law school than I ever did, like way better. She got into the moot court.
Dude, I'm not even joking with you. I slipped up, okay, and she immediately sent me like a Cornell Edu thing. She's learning her shit. Like
knows her shit.
She does know her shit. Like I didn't even know Cornell was a college, honestly. And she told me
the best legal college.
She's like super cool. She gave me like a heads up because I was like talking. Me and Abby were talking casually, right? And she sent me she sent me like a witness tampering like. Message just saying like, oh, wait, make sure you don't like get involved in anything. Just like, let's like, I'm pretty sure
that
she sent
nice
it just to like.
Of her.
That was nice of her. I literally said thank you, and I invited her to Discord. She wanted to talk.
She is a nice girl. She's such a nice girl, and like, I feel bad because like, I get that I'm a cunt. Like, I totally get that, and like, I get that Destiny doesn't like me, but he fucked up and he released these videos, and like, I have nothing to do with that, and I think because we're friends, he's like. He feels like he needs to be angry at someone. He really can't be angry at Pixie because she didn't do anything wrong. So, and he doesn't want to be angry at himself because he doesn't take responsibility for his actions. So all he can do is pretend that Pixie and I are the same person and then yell at both of us as if, and I get that. Like, I kind of get it, but it is some serious mental gymnastics. Like, I'm not involved in this case. I was never her attorney. I never asked for $15 million. I didn't even find out about the $15 million ask until after I saw the memes, which, mind you, did you know negotiation processes are highly confidential? What the fuck? what the fuck is he doing releasing that information? And like, I, again, I wasn't fucking a part of that. So to lie about me being attorney of record to try, and then also to threaten not only my legal license and say that you're going to file a bar complaint and also my mother's, when we had met, he told me he would spend every dime until I became an attorney and would fight for me. He didn't fucking lift a finger. I paid for my own attorneys. I went, like, he didn't lift a fucking finger. We were fucking dating then.
Dude,
he just kept saying shit. He just kept saying the shit he would do, and he never did the shit. And then I found out he was talking shit about me to all my friends, and Jasmine pulled me aside and was like, girl, this is embarrassing. He is me and Relly were just cornered by him, and he just spent an hour talking shit about you until you walked in, and then he switched it to talking shit about Xena. All he does is talk shit about his friends, and especially you. And he has group chats where he's making fun of you. And that's when I was like, you know what? I'm going to grow some balls and some self-respect, and I'm going to fucking walk away. And I looked at him, and I was like, I don't know why you'd hurt me. I've been nothing but loving to you. And that was the last thing I ever said to him. And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I was like, you know what you did? And I drove away, and next thing I know, my fucking videos posted about me all over fucking internet, and Destiny smearing me.
It seems like
piece of shit.
It seems like you guys don't have closure together. He has a lot of hostility for you, but I saw he was texting you recently. If he didn't like you,
yeah, I know.
After all this, he keep you blocked. And you know they say
no. I block him, and then I unblock him, and then I text him something.
Because that's a hard thing to do from a guy as manipulative as that. And then also they say that. You know, toxicity brings people together. So, you know, like when you're with a bunch of people and, you know, the best thing to bring people together is hate. You know what I'm saying? So
I genuinely want to feel love. Like, Pixie is a loving person. I enjoy being with her. My friends are loving people. The people that I work with are loving. And if they're not, I stop working with them. Like, I'm no longer dealing with toxic people. It's just like, I'm not. Amy's out of my life for a reason.
Yeah.
Amy was toxic. Xena is out of my life for a reason. Xena is toxic.
Yeah, I remember you and Amy were close. You, like, lived together, right?
Well, you know why I lived with her was because, I explained this on Beardson, but basically, she was living with the guy who was a friend of mine as well, but I mean, they knew each other longer than me, but it doesn't matter. I just really liked this person. He was very nice. She was living with him.
That was the guy she was dating, right? I remember.
It was the guy she was dating right before she had sex with Xena and Sneeko and Zerka.
Yeah, she was trying to get...
in the same week.
Yeah, never mind. I'm not going to...
She was dating this guy who she actually met at her first wedding because he was the photographer at her first wedding, and she cheated on him with his brother. But anyway, she's a saint. Anyway, so they were living together. She thought that his name was on the lease, and because he was the only one paying rent, they broke up. And he was like, okay, well, I could keep the apartment and you can figure out where you want to go. And she was like, no, I'm not going to let you, like, break up with me and then take the apartment. It's my fucking apartment. And he was like, okay. So he moved out. And then the next day, she moved out. And then I was like, what the fuck are you doing? And she was like, I think he's going to come back and attack me. And, like, honestly, this guy has never hurt anyone ever. He's the nicest person. And I was like, no, he's not. And she's like, I don't know. Like, I don't trust him. I need to get out of here. And I was like, what about rent? And she's like, oh, well, I wasn't on the lease, so it only affects him, which is such a shitty thing to do. And I told her that, but, like, I can't control people. So she moved out anyway. And guess what? She's fucking retarded. She forgot she signed the lease. How do you forget you sign a lease? I don't know how that's fucking possible.
Doesn't that mean that you need to, like,
She got an eviction on her record because of it. Yeah, so now she can't...
Yeah.
So she couldn't get another apartment.
Yeah, doesn't she owe money now too? You have an eviction, you have to pay it.
She never dealt with it. So that means she's never going to be eligible for an apartment in America until she clears that, which she doesn't plan on doing. And I tried to give her legal advice to clear it. She had 6 months because she wasn't properly served. So she had 6 months from the time of default judgment Because she didn't even, like, she never responded to anything. So from the time of default judgment to say, like, hey, I wasn't properly served, please remove this, yada, yada. And she chose not to. And over a year has passed. And so now that's just a part that's going to be on her record for, I think, 7 years. So she won't be able to get an apartment. So I had to move from Miami to Fort Lauderdale because her job was in Fort Lauderdale, get an apartment there, find a job there just to prevent her from being homeless.
Jesus Christ. You're
you know how fucking nice that is? Not even to say it's nice.
That's a lot of effort. That's a lot of effort from you, especially when you were dealing with being homeless at the time as well from losing your job.
No, I wasn't dealing.
Recently you had to deal with that and you didn't have any assistance, it seems.
That was when I was trying to get away from her. So she moves into my apartment. And even before she moved into my apartment, like back when I was living in Miami and she was living in Fort Lauderdale, she would borrow my stuff and bring it up to Fort Lauderdale and never return it. So I walk into her shoes. I see three of my Christian Louboutins. I see like a Dior dress. I see a Chanel dress. And I'm like, all of my shit is in your fucking closet. And so I take it back. And then every time when she started living with me, every time I go in her closet, I would just find my fucking shit, my Jessica Beard jackets, all my shit. And I was like, you're allowed to borrow my stuff, but you have to ask me.
Yeah.
And then you have to put it back.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And then also put it back in good condition. She gave me back my Christian Louboutins with all of the heels fucking wrecked. And I was like, you had these shoes. I let you borrow these shoes for like 2 years. You didn't take them to a cobbler once. And she goes, oh, what's a cobbler? I'm like, you don't know what a cobbler, a shoe fixer. Go fix my shoes. And she's like, oh my God, you're such a spoiled rich girl. Most people just throw out their cheap shoes and buy new ones. They don't go to cobblers. And I was like, okay, well, if you're going to borrow my Christian Louboutins, if you're going to borrow $3,000 shoes, then fucking learn what a cobbler is. Like, I don't know what to fucking tell you, you retarded Nazi bitch. And then she took two Prada dresses and threw them in the washing machine. Yeah, you know why?
Why would you take that to the washing machine?
She thought dry cleaning only was just short for rich people don't like to do laundry. She's actually retarded.
Yeah, no, that's mega retarded. Even I'm stupid and poor, and I know that dry cleaning's for, like, actually making sure
nice clothes
get cleaned. Yeah, nice clothes, making sure things actually get cleaned and not wrinkled up. So,
well, it's more than that. Some certain items can't be wet. And,
yeah.
Like, you have to put certain things in the washing. That's why it's called dry cleaning. It's not just a manual wash. It's an actual chemical process that's different with certain materials require a different chemical process and cannot be washed in soaps and all of that because that will change, like silks can't go through a washing machine.
Yeah, I have a jacket that has a bunch of fur on it and I take it to the dry cleaner. I have a love sack, you know, love sack, you know those things.
Yeah,
I got two big bean bags. I have to take it to the dry cleaners, the washer, whenever my dog gets on it, which my dog is still alive, by the way, if you were curious.
Well, I'm very happy about your dog.
Thank you. You should come visit sometime. I thought you were gonna do a Charlie Kirk mural in our house, but you never came.
Yeah, because you're fucking creepy, helping Destiny stalk me.
When did I do that?
Come on, Darius.
No, that night. Okay, it seems to be a misunderstanding, Lauren De Laguna. That night, I was already downtown. I was already downtown, and chat was just. Destiny never requested me to do anything. Chat was just spamming.
I saw Lauren's the video.
No, Destiny's never actually. Okay, I made a joke and I said like Lord Master, I did it because people were saying that. But like, I would like show you my DMs with Destiny. Destiny's never asked me ever.
He also posted on his live stream like, "Hey, any live streamers in Austin, go look for her." And I saw that video. Like, I saw that clip.
I would love to see that because I didn't see that.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. That's what pissed me off. So, and then there were a bunch of streamers like looking for me, and that's creepy.
Yeah, I saw that Tazo met you.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember that guy. But I don't think he was looking for you. I think that they just kind of ran into you, and then a lot of chats were spamming.
After the first person who just randomly ran into me, that's when Destiny saw that a clip and started asking people to go search for me. And then that's when you started looking for me. Well, and that's what pissed me off. And what pissed me off even more is that you got your bitch boy princess to fucking lick my clip in DM.
He probably liked you because he knew you from
liked me. And no, he did. Not, no, I'm
he,
so
he knew you from
nice.
Your court YouTube. Prod, speak up for yourself.
I'm such a fucking nice person, and I get taken advantage of by assholes because I'm just assume everyone's nice, and it turns out they're working with retards like you, Darius, and Destiny, and that pisses me off. Like, just be honest.
What did I do?
He told me, Princess told me that he was like a conservative who liked Charlie Kirk. That's some bullshit.
I'm center.
I just try to be nice to you, Lauren. I hope. Have I?
Yeah, like it felt fake. And then I would watch you like on live stream after you left my house, and you would say some nasty shit about me. You were just like two faced. Yes.
Well, here's okay. Well, it seems like honestly, a lot of your friends have been like biting you in the ass. Like I feel
yes,
like a lot.
And you guys need... do, and I've been nothing but nice to you guys, so I don't fucking get it. Especially Princess. Princess, I'm so pissed because I'm so wonderful to you.
Well,
not
I would
want is a fucking what apology.
I just think we all, as people that were all ex-friends with Lauren, it's a new year, it's a new time, let's start again. It's just fucking talking, you fucking.
I'm trying to.
Oh my god. Okay, I'll say I'm sorry, and then Prawn, you can go, and then it looks like Destiny's in here. Destiny, you can apologize, and then we can kind of go down the list.
No, he's not actually in here, is he? My phone's to my face.
Lauren, why do you keep saying we dated? We have never dated before.
Oh my god. Okay.
Lauren, why did we date?
For like the 9 months after we went on the trip to LA.
When I was married?
Yeah.
So you were dating me while I was married?
Yes.
Was I dating every girl I hooked up with?
No, just the ones that you would take on consistent dates and say lovey-dovey shit with.
What was the lovey-dovey shit? Come suck my dick?
Oh, I'll follow you. No. It wasn't come suck my dick, because you know I'm not a dick sucker. You fucking retard.
Didn't you beg me like 10 times?
Yo,
to
if
come
you'd
over
like to thank me for this podcast, type a W in the chat, please. So I get KVP. Thank you.
After Melina
move over to Kick Chat, type a W.
You were kind of like losing your mind over it.
I was losing my mind over it when I left you. You mean like when I left you?
Didn't you ask me out officially? And I said, no, I'm sorry.
No.
I don't feel like dating anybody.
Why
and then,
why don't you pull that?
Messages
that's the end.
Just hallucinations?
Pull it up.
Okay, give me a minute.
What a fucking retard. I don't want to speak to Destiny. I feel blindsided by the fact that he's in here.
It's a
oh, wait, also,
PC,
why are you
so
saying I got you fired from your job when you were telling other friends you got fired because of anti-Semitism?
Conflation. There's two things happening at once. I had to work with this Muslim bitch, and, like, nothing wrong with Muslim people, obviously, but, like, she really did not like me as soon as I told her I was Jewish, so there was that. And then the next day, you had that person come in and serve me in court, and that gave them an excuse, and then the next day I was fired.
Why would you being served to give them an excuse to fire you?
Because it's just drama. People don't want drama at their workplace.
They fired you because of drama? Why are you lying?
I'm not lying. You know that I was fired. You know that you served me on a. You know that I was served on. You served me on Friday and I was fired on a Monday.
Weren't you working there for only a month and they fired
you? No, I was working there for 8 months. I was working there for 8 months.
I don't know if that's the same answer you gave in
January to August.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. Is that the same 8 months we were dating?
No, I wasn't anywhere near you at that time.
Yeah, you don't get fired for being served papers, Lauren.
Yeah, okay. Well, then why don't you prove that in court? And also, why did you spend... How am I relevant to your court case? Why did you spend all that money on a fucking deposition on your birthday?
Why are you communicating with Pixie via Signal and telling other lawyers that all of your messages are automatically deleted so you don't have to worry about anything?
Why are you bringing... Is that what you questioned me on during the deposition? Because the majority of the deposition was just... Partially, but the majority of the deposition was just asking about my sex life, and you know it. Because you're
obsessed. Because I was curious about all the other content
creators
you're
curious.
That you're communicating with, yeah.
No, because it wasn't just content creators you asked about, was it? You asked about basically the entirety of my sex life, literally nothing to do with the fact that
what
you sent
CCM
and the fact that
you... Wait, who did I ask about that wasn't a content creator?
Well, I don't want to say awkward. Names right that's now. Right.
No, it was all content creators. It was all content creators.
You asked about Mark. Mark's not a content creator.
That had nothing to do with the hookup. That had to do with people. Yeah. That had to do with you finding representation for Pixie after insisting over and over again that you had nothing to do with finding her legal help.
I haven't found her legal help. I didn't know.
No, you didn't, because none of the legal help you tried to find. It's not for lack of trying, though. Why do you keep saying that? Like it was because you didn't try.
And also, there's no legal. Wait.
Why do you keep saying that? Like you didn't try. You did, but none of your lawyer friends thought she had a real case because she didn't, right?
Here's the thing, Destiny.
Exactly.
There's nothing illegal. Why are you talking over me? You're talking over me. It's such bad. Are you supposed to be a debater? You're supposed to be good at this.
I'm not debating you right now. Of course, it's an easy subject matter when you lie about everything. Yeah.
Okay, then let's wait for court. Let's wait for court. No.
Wait.
You're right. Well, if he's just going to talk over me.
Why would we wait for court? Wait, I thought you had nothing to do with this court case, though. You're not going to show up there.
Yeah.
Right?
Are you going to bring me in? Are you going to try to subpoena me? How are you going to do that when I live in Texas? Why would you even waste all that money on a deposition if you're not going to be able to bring me in?
If you're in Texas, you can't come to court anymore. You can't come to federal court and
how are you going
to
serve me?
With a service processor?
Okay, good luck.
What do you mean?
All I do is walk up and down the street,
and you'll run up to me, and I just get somebody to serve you papers. Yeah. What do you mean?
Yeah, okay, well, because I know how much you love nightlife.
You mean going out to drink?
Yeah, I know how much you love to do that.
I mean, when I'm
such
with
a
friends,
partier,
yeah,
I go out. Yeah, friends.
Do you think
yeah.
the street is for partying? Yeah, friends. Those things that you manage to lose every 6 months when you cause a new.
Really? Why am I still friends with all of the people that? Yeah. Except for Amy.
Really? Are you friends with Icy anymore?
I was never friends with Icy.
Oh, okay. Are you friends with Xena anymore?
Xena's psycho. Nobody's friends with Xena.
Gotcha. You're not friends with Amy. You're best friend of a year, right? She lived with you, didn't she? You're not friends
with
her anymore,
are you? I'm still friends with Pixie. I'm still friends with Jasmine. I'm still friends with a lot of people who have distanced themselves from you.
Oh, really? That's crazy, because Jasmine was sending me text messages saying that you were a psycho cunt and that she has nothing to do with you anymore, and she hasn't been friends with you in a year. Did she lie about that?
I don't know. Show the DMs.
Okay, give me a sec.
Yeah, sorry about that. It's a public VC. Anyone with like a tag can just join. You kind of just, yeah, but.
Sorry, I think we're all pedophiles the same. I just mute pedophiles. That's just like my new thing. So Food Shops is gone. Destiny's gone. If you have CSAM on your computer, I'm not going to speak to you. It's my new rule. Why are you so obsessed with me? Girl, I want to know.
Okay.
Well, actually, I'm curious to ask a question about CSAM, actually. What is your opinion on Doobie saying that he makes copies of CSAM on his computer?
I don't know who Doobie is.
Well, I just like the practice of that. Do you think that's something that's like a tolerable thing? Or like, is that what you're supposed to do when you encounter CSAM?
No, you're supposed to report it immediately. I don't know. I've never encountered CSAM, but I would imagine that you're supposed to report it immediately.
So you're saying it's not good practice to make copies of it? To report
I would imagine no, it is like, not good. I don't know. I guess I would look up the statute. I'd imagine it's bad means. Practice to make copies okay. of CSAM.
Lauren, okay, Steven sent me this and asked if you could explain it. Wait, no, never mind. This is Instagram reel.
He could ask me questions in court when he serves me.
Well,
I don't talk to pedophiles.
I don't even understand what this is. I'm like trying to look at it. Let me take a look. When is my
I don't
next
even know. I haven't looked at
then?
It.
Good
yeah.
question,
when you can show the stream, Darius, you can show the stream if you want. If Flip Lauren doesn't want to, that's fine. Just
I'm
going to
be cramming like crazy the next week and a half, maybe sometime middle of next month. That's so far. I know.
Yeah.
Also, listen, I'm 100% going to remain single for a long time. I am mega focused on work / career stuff. So don't mind. Fuck or get hung. I gotta get rid of that message. Hung up on me or anything. I don't like anyone else though, and I'm going to be great. I suck now, but I'm going to be licensed and start a practice. You're the only person I've had sex with in a really long time.
Yeah, so they were like private conversations with someone.
So
I thought.
What does that mean there? When I said
going
to remain
with.
Single for a long time.
It's unfortunate
single.
That he wants to
dating?
Delete a lot
Isn't
of his
mean?
Half of the
Darius?
Conversations and then spread
oh,
shit that makes me look bad. But
oh, so
okay.
he deleted his contacts.
Yes,
well, no,
he
no,
did.
Doesn't that mean remain single?
It's embarrassing, especially in the beginning. It's like when
we
started.
Dating.
He got like progressive.
Well, it sounds like you deleted something more of your messages, Steven. That's what I'm hearing. Is that
no? Nothing is deleted from that. Nope, there's nothing deleted there.
But you know, all
Steven said he didn't delete it.
Well, yeah, because Steven's such a, you know, the pedophile is such an honest person.
So in court for the pixie stuff, this stuff is going to come out
we'll
too?
See. I don't know. We'll
can
see.
Can you read that next test message?
Probably not. Doesn't seem relevant. What does that part say? But yeah, she seems like he wants me to come to court. Seems like he's going to try to serve me in Texas to come to a Florida civil hearing. Let's see how that goes for him.
I thought you already got served. You not get served?
Yeah, I got served for the deposition while I was in Florida. While I was living and working in Florida.
Okay, Steven said, what is Jasmine saying here? I don't know what's up. Who's Jasmine? Oh, Jasmine's the big titty girl. Yeah. Lauren and I are not friends or best friends. We don't even talk and didn't even speak once about the pixie situation at all. Pretty sure the last time we spoke was before all that even unfolded, and it was very brief, small talk. I don't think we have had a single conversation since this all unfolded early 2024. What does that mean?
Yeah, we don't talk a lot. But yeah, we went out in Miami Beach before that.
Was it 2024?
I haven't really seen her in a while. It doesn't sound like she's calling me a crazy bitch or a psycho. It sounds like she's just saying haven't spoken
friends,
in a while.
Right? They're not
sounds
friends.
Like another lie. Sounds like another lie from a lying pedophile. Wow, shocks. Oh my God. Sounds like a mischaracterization again. Wow, shocking. Girl, I wanna know why you so obsessed with me.
Boy, I wanna know.
I know,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. I think that early 2024, from my understanding, is that's TwitchCon, right? Or is that before?
I don't know. She was in Miami Beach. She was staying, like, over Nobu at, like, this hotel. And, like, it was, like, the world's shittiest hotel. And she's like, oh, my God, you have to see how shitty this hotel is.
Serious. Can you read this?
So we went upstairs to check out. And it was, like, actually really bad. And then when we came downstairs, they tried to tow my car.
Oh,
and it was
geez.
Like, what? I literally just walked in for a second. And they're like, you had to go to valet. And we were like, it was so crazy.
Was
and
that then in San Diego? Jasmine's.
No, it was in Miami Beach.
Wait, what? Oh,
it was
Miami?
In Miami Beach. Wow. Yeah, that was the last time I saw her.
Okay, Steven said, does this sound like what? What'd you say? Does this sound like someone who...
I really
what?
Don't want to talk to Steven, if I wanted to talk to him, I would talk to him. That's why I block him.
Oh, yeah, sorry. He's asking me questions, so I'm just trying to understand.
Yeah, I'm not going to, talk to him anymore. Sorry, or even through other people. He's more than welcome to speak to me through a counselor if he chooses. Girl, I want to know. I think he's just pissy because his girlfriend's now an embarrassment on the internet. Lauren Southern looking pathetic as usual.
So I'm sorry I was really drunk. I know why I told you that. Today is her actual birthday. Message her on Instagram. Virginia Ferrantini. I love you so much. I would do anything to make you happy. Steven, where's your responses here? Did you tell her I love you back?
Well, these are just notifications that are popping up on my end. So it's
hey,
just
so I'm going to leave I was never told I was going to talk to Steven. I promised myself I wouldn't. I know it's so crazy that he's like, I'm not obsessed with her. I'm just going to follow her into a Discord space the first time I ever see her in a Discord space. But I'm totally not obsessed. And then I'm going to go to Texas and take videos of her. Totally not obsessed. And then I'm going to have a 9-hour long deposition. Totally not obsessed. Okay, bro. Oh, okay.
Wasn't she recording us?
Release the deposition. Show what a shitty attorney you have.
I don't know why this is working. If you have somebody muted in here, but.
Andrew Brettler sucks at attorneys. Like, sucks.
Why is she muted? This is fucking retarded.
Why don't you? I think you should unmute him because I think he's trying. He told me he wants to apologize.
She already had
no,
her phone
I'm okay.
out.
I don't let pedophiles apologize to me. Like, you should apologize to the children you hurt, you know?
Wait, say again, what happened across the street?
You should ask her if she already had her phone out recording when she was running across the street towards me and Better Lauren.
I am so upset. Okay. You're not going to get rid of him, then I'm going to go. Alrighty. Peace. Have fun talking to your little pedophile.
I guess I'll talk to you on the Flippy. All right. Well, couldn't get that going. Steven. What do you have to say for yourself, man?
What?
You ran her off, man. What do you have to say for yourself?
About what?
I guess nothing. Huh?
I can't wait till this court case is over and I can have my full accounting for that insane psycho cunt and everything she's been involved in. It's going to be a good memes.
Wait, so she said you have that video. So how did that video get out of her? I'm actually...
What video?
The video of like the clip.
She claimed only your legal counsel had the deposition video.
Can anybody request it?
She said that only your side can for some reason. I don't know any details about it. She said,
Pixie side did not.
Well, I can't give any details or talk at all about it because I don't know if Joan is literally edging herself to this conversation, waiting to throw more things into court motion. So I will refrain from commenting on any of that until the trial.
That is true. When is the ruling expected? Is it supposed to be this week?
Like the end of last month, beginning of this month. So who the fuck knows, bro?
Well, I think we'd hit the halfway point, next week? So.
Well, I mean, I would say early in the month is the first week. So we're now halfway through the second week of the month. So who knows?
What's the odds of it getting not accepted? Like right now, you're just trying to get it dismissed, right?
Yeah, I'm not going to try to make any predictions about the U.S. federal court system. I have no idea. I didn't think anything could ever go this far. It seems kind of unbelievable to me that you can just lie and just do retarded shit for months and months and months and not get responses, and it's just crazy to me.
But, even with my stuff with Zena, it's pretty insane because I have her literally pleading and going to people like, listen, dude, I was just tweaking out. I literally lied. She's literally saying I lied on my stuff when I reported you to police. And they're just we still got to go through this long process. I've still been dealing with the Zena stuff for eight, nine months, just because this process is really slow and nothing responds. Nobody responds. So,
What did you guys have fun tonight?
It was interesting.
Yeah, man, we were about to play Marathon. You chased her away.
I ran and tried to get her to play Marathon for an hour. And
she said Marathon for a weekend.
She said yes three times. I swear to God.
But she doesn't know what Marathon is.
What did she come in here for tonight?
To play Marathon, literally.
I think Rainy was messaging her to play Marathon, but she doesn't know what Marathon is. So I think she just wanted to chat. Low key, I think it's just to shit talk and be part of the calm. So I think that's just what she's trying to do, and she's just trying to get an entertaining audience with her quirkiness and just spew shit. But that seems to be more of what she was doing. But
you can tell she's been working on the stand-up comedy.
Honestly, I think you have an allure with the woman. I think they're very much willing to to come into these spaces and try to bait you into talking to them. So I think that was honestly just what she was trying to do, low-key, even though she said she wasn't.
Well, she wants her, she loves her attention, right?
Yeah, that's what these people like. So.
But I think she starts to lash out every time, shit in her life, I think, is getting fucked. And she's having another big friend group transition right now because her last one self-destructed over dumb shit, as they all do. But...
Well, she's in Miami, apparently, with a lot of her Puerto Rican or Italian friends. Seems like she's living her life and having fun staying offline, so...
Yeah, I seriously doubt that, given the fact that she keeps making alternate accounts to attack her old friend, so...
Wait, what are you talking about?
Just what I said.
On Twitter?
She literally creates, Twitter accounts and Instagram accounts and YouTube accounts to donate money to and make fun of Amy or attack her and brag about her $500,000 a year revenue law firm that she supposedly has and everything else. Yeah, she's deeply, deeply, deeply unwell.
On Fresh and Fit, or is she donating to do that?
She'll donate to Amy's stream directly.
Oh, really?
She's actually fucking... She's insane. Yeah. She's fucking crazy. She is the... By far... except for maybe... Oh, man, dude. Top three crazies that have ever been in my arena would be the Anna girl or whatever, Kimmy or whatever. And then this Lauren girl. And then, do you remember... I'm going to say Australian Amy, but not Amy Dangerfield. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Australian Amy? The one that...
There was an Australian Amy who believed that, every Discord server was harboring, mass rapists.
Oh, yeah, and she was reporting to the FBI.
And Interpol and stuff.
Yeah, I remember, She,
those three, I think, are the craziest people.
Yeah, no.
I think they're, by far...
Every, two or three months, Lord will find, one of the group chats. I have, a million group chats I haven't left. And she'll find one that I'm still in. And then she'll just, type, glad you guys are going to prison or something. Like, it's just like some schizo shit about us going to jail and her having a great life. Like, every 3 months, it's like that. So it's like, yeah, it's pretty nuts. And I know she was like, she wasn't harassing Xena, but she just said she came into his Discord and immediately said she was going to fight her. Which is not true at all. If she would like
my dating life is going really well. I can't think of any negative thing going on in my life. That's such a lie to say that I'm struggling. Like, what am I struggling with? He's going through a lawsuit. He's losing viewers. He's losing contracts. I don't think I'm the one struggling between the two of us.
Yeah, you're like in Miami, just kicking back, like fucking drinking Kokomo's and
well, not quite. I'm working. I had a deposition yesterday and I had a fucking hearing today and I filed a 300-page complaint this morning that I was up all night preparing. I'm not kicking back and drinking mojitos, but like I'm making really good money. Like more money than I've ever made in my entire life.
Baller. That's good. I mean, if you're doing it in Miami,
and my dating life is going really well. Like I'm having no problem finding men interested in me. So I don't understand how anyone could possibly say anything in my life is anything other than fine right now.
No, that's good. You should get some of these men that you're like talking to and stuff, get them on stream or something like that. You know, promote them to the world, promote them to the internet.
Why?
Because why? I mean, you obviously like the internet, right? Like you wanted to start like Lord Court, you know. I think
posted in years.
I don't know. I literally haven't posted.
I'm making too much money on like being an adult.
Like being in real life. No, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. So you're just like paying for two places right now?
No, I'm not paying for two places. I live in Austin. When I visit Miami, I visit friends.
So you're staying in a friend's place?
Yeah.
Well, that's nice of them. You're assuming you're giving them a little extra every now and then to stay there.
No, actually, I wasn't. No, I'm only here for 2 weeks, and I already puked on her couch. I had to buy her a new couch.
Oh, you just bought a new couch? That sounds awesome. So you're partying in Miami.
Well, I puked on it. I puked on it first, so
period, huh?
No, puke, not period. What the fuck?
No, but like you had your period and you started puking. Is that what happens?
No, I just drank too much and then I puked everywhere.
Oh,
and then
so you were drinking.
I had to buy her some new stuff. Yeah, I was drinking. I've been drinking.
You going to Bacara?
Hold on 1 second. Hold on.
What the fuck am I supposed to say to this chick anymore? I don't even know.
Darius? Hey, are you live streaming? Right now? Are you live streaming?
Did you hear that?
Do you want to like maybe tell people that you're recording before when we're in a all party consent state?
The rumor is a streamer room.
Yeah, that doesn't mean that I didn't have any knowledge that it was being recorded. Just because it's called streamer room, you think that gives you legal protections? Do you want to find out?
Weren't you in my chat earlier?
I'm in Florida. You need to explicitly tell people when they're being recorded. I'd probably delete that if I were you.
I think in the melting pot, didn't we have
I'll let you guys figure it out. No, we did not. We did not have an agreement. No, we absolutely did not. You could put that on screen, any agreement that you think that you had, and then or you could bring it to court. I look forward to it.
Wait, can you type in my chat real quick? I'm trying to see if you typed earlier. I thought you typed earlier. So I thought you knew. Oh, she left.
Shorter Darius clip.
Stalking, kind of?
This was weird. I don't.
No, not really.
That your lawyer would hire a private investigator to come and check on you. Wouldn't it be like a wellness check would make more sense?
It's not a wellness check. It's just something like, I want to make sure like I'm still involved in the case and shit. I mean, it happened right after we talked over phone. Like, I'm assuming maybe Pixie had something to be honest.
I wish I had this person sit for a deposition. I don't understand how. There is no way that they're gonna that they really want to go to trial with her, right? I'm so curious. How would that even work? Both of us are gonna be asking her questions for the first time. Well, actually, no, I guess it would just be us because they have already talked to her and coached her however they wanted, huh? There's no way that the judge would allow that, right? That you can have a case go to trial with a single witness that we didn't get a chance to depose, right? There's no way. There's no way. There's no way. Please, where is my MSJ ruling? Please file it today. Oh my God, please. It is incredibly unlikely that the court would allow her to take the stand during trial, but they have to. Otherwise, the only thing we have is her DM and her affidavit. I don't know if the affidavit counts as testimony if she didn't give it in a deposition or in court. And then what's the probative value of just the picture? What would it take for you to say that this court case isn't going well for you? I don't know, negative rulings or... I don't know. What do you want me to... Something bad happening? I don't know. Affidavit is not testimony because it's not under oath. Yeah, so if it's not given, depositions are under oath, and obviously on the stand is under oath, but shouldn't this shit have been thrown out way fucking earlier? If we were getting fast rulings, maybe, but not... The MSJ is probably the appropriate forum to dismiss this, I think, so. An affidavit like that is under oath. It can technically be entered, but like it cannot under the current circumstances. Gotcha. Any possibility it could be dismissed with prejudice? That my guess is the ordinary dismissal would be with prejudice, yeah. They could always appeal it. I don't know if they will or not, but we'll see. Wait, so Abby is still trying to help Pixie? She has to. Abby is the only witness on this case. Without Abby, the whole case is done. Even with Abby, the case might be done because she never sat for deposition because they hit her the whole time, probably because she's perjuring herself. But what about the private investigator going after Abby trying to keep her in the court case? I don't know anything about it. I can't know anything about it because I can't, they don't give anything in discovery. I can't depose anybody because they don't make her available. So there's nothing, I don't know what you want me to say. I have no idea. It'd be nice to know about it. We would be asking questions about this and asking for discovery from Abby, but they've hit her the entire time. So are you assuming that the spoliation motion is delaying the MSJ ruling? I doubt it'll have any impact on anything at all. Would be my guess. This is like a personal thing that I feel, and this is based on no real legal experience or whatever. I don't even know if it's actually correct, and I don't know what most civil litigators would say, but if I could point to one thing that I regret through all of this, maybe, I don't know if I have strong feelings of this, maybe I'll know after the court case is over on my side. I kind of wish that I had a countersuit going because it would let me counterattack so much more. And I wonder if it was a big mistake not filing a countersuit in the beginning. But I mean, I'm saying that retrospectively now, maybe having a countersuit could have risked making things like dumber or more complicated or something. I don't know. But if I had a countersuit active, I feel like they would have to be playing defense a little bit more than just being able to be absolutely fucking insane on every single fucking thing. And not having to worry about any repercussions, so. But, I mean, if I file another suit against him, maybe it'll, I can bring all that back anyway, I don't know. What cause of action would you have sued her for? I don't know, who cares? Anything? Whatever the fuck I can think of, defamation, whatever. It would just give me more, I feel like it would give me more options when it comes to being on the offense. I just don't like being on the defense so much. Did your lawyers advise against a countersuit? So, attorney-client privilege means that nothing that is between me and my attorneys or a client and their attorneys can be brought up or, you know, offered as evidence of one thing or another. However, if you discuss things between you and your attorneys, then that stuff can be, you know, analyzed or probed or whatever. So I will not talk about that because you don't, because there's no reason to. All I'll say is that, yeah, I didn't file a countersuit in the beginning, and I wonder if maybe that would have been better, because it would have let me go on the offense a little bit more. Because people ask things like, why don't you file motions for spoliation and all this? And it's like, I mean, I could, but like, I don't really think it helps my case that much. It would just help me build a case against them, but I don't really have case right now against them, right? Because I didn't file a countersuit at the beginning. So something that would trigger me into suicide is that apart from winning the lawsuit, you have to win the optics game too. So while those slummy folks try every dirty trick possible, you probably can't go into the mud with them since winning by those standards would bring you shit with it. Kind of. That's true during the lawsuit. So my hands are kind of tied during the lawsuit. I mean, as you saw with like the Willie Mac thing and everything. Hopefully when I do my video after summarizing everything, I can go into all of it. But I have to wait for it to end, yeah. Does Abby even know that she's not a party to this case? Like, she doesn't get any benefit from it? Because it certainly sounds like, from what she's telling Darius, that she thinks she's getting something from this. I think she thinks this is her case. I think that plaintiff made an offer to her and is either paying her or has promised to pay her for her participation. That's my guess. However, they've been very clever, and by clever, I mean openly corrupt, about retaining every single person or taking on every single person who's been part of this case as one of their clients. We can't ask any questions about that because it's all attorney-client privilege. So, yeah. Not to knock Brettler, but it kind of sounds like you're being outmaneuvered, no? I wouldn't say so. I mean, like, I don't think we're going to lose. It's just a matter of the other side has no... You're fighting an asymmetrical battle where the other side has no reputation and basically her family's entire war chest of funds to throw at me. So, I mean, I don't think Brettler's done anything wrong. I think my law firm has done pretty well for all of this. But, I mean, we're defendants in a litigation environment. It's not like we can do much. There's not much we can do to outmaneuver them if they're just like breaking rules, right? What are you gonna do? You should just start uploading videos of you jerking off on Pornhub. That'll show them. Okay. I wish you'd deposed Straighterade. That might have been my mistake. I wonder if I should have pushed for that. But again, the issue is I don't have any counter litigation available. So how could I depose her for my case? What would the relevance be? It'd be hard to do that. I mean, we could have. I think I should have pushed for that. I really just didn't know how much you could just do crazy shit. I don't know. I just never really thought of it. I mean, I would know more in the future now. Yeah, I guess I don't know. I never really considered like, well, what if the other person just like lies about everything and hides everything and doesn't like participate in the process, but also the judge is too busy to like issue more than one ruling every 8 months. I don't know. I just never really considered that. Yeah. Why would Lauren be deposed but not Straighterade? Well, because I should have gotten every message between Pixie and Straighterade. Pixie should have turned that over in discovery, but she turned over nothing. But I didn't consider her just like not just lying and not turning over anything and saying she had none of those conversations, which is a fucking lie. Lauren, I happen to know, is the one who started. I know that Lauren is the one that pushed Pixie initially to file this case and helped her write the GoFundMe and everything. And we did get good stuff from her that showed that they were hiding everything on Signal and everything else. Like, that was important. So what would happen if you were able to demonstrate that she had talks with Aaron? What happens in that case? Well, I mean, it would count against her if I had a lawsuit against her. Are you asking me like hypothetically because you think I think that? Hold on. Just, I always forget like how much stuff. These were messages from Aaron to President Sunday. If she did that, which I doubt, that would be incredibly misleading. She's wanted an incredible amount of money from the start, and I have repeatedly but gently told her that she will not get the sum she wants. There is no legal basis for her getting a $1 million payout, which she repeatedly discussed with me.
She could get as much as a $1 million payout from Destiny, which Straighterade had to repeat.
These were messages Kyla and Pixie exchanged on December 18th. Kyla was telling Pixie that she should talk to Steven IRL about the whole ordeal, but then said scheduling issues were into the conversation. But she also says every time she's tried to ask for details via messages, he's not engaged. But I think that's a lie, obviously. And for context, Pixie wanted to sue for a lot more money, or Pixie wanted to sue for a lot of money, literally $1 million. But I told her that amount isn't realistic.
Didn't talk her down from.
You're preaching to the choir. I've told her repeatedly that denying it basically wasn't an option and you just shut it, but she didn't listen. I'm talking to myself mostly because I'm annoyed and can't tell anyone else. LOL, same. I know you did. I'm so frustrated with her, but I don't see how getting upset with her for doing this will lead to anything other than making her feel bad. I think at this point it was pretty obvious that she was starting to get advice from somebody else. She was probably talking to Lauren, and I think that's what Aaron is frustrated about here. Kyla was asking me for details earlier, blank, 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 and she asked what Pixie's doing, but then she asked if Pixie knew he took the video, and if she consented to it being shared. I don't know why she would ask me that. My answer could be no on both counts, and she would not change a thing, LOL. There's no way Kyla didn't immediately message him when all this happened. This fairy queen person is crazy. This is the person, I think, who said that they met me in real life, or that I was harassing them by spamming phone calls. I've never talked to this person in my entire life. Just, this person was crazy. Okay, so Dan contacted Pixie a couple weeks ago as well. I don't know anything about their conversation. According to what she told me, he basically said, ask Steven for a reasonable amount of money and he'd probably pay it, plus wanted her to convince him to not take legal actions against Kiwi Farms, which he's considering. Lycan and I are driving back from Texas. Won't be home until later tonight. Blah, blah, blah. Pixie wants to go public before the end of January, and I don't know what to tell her because there's pros and cons to both. Oh, it's funny because even President Sunday knows this is blackmail. Tell her under no circumstances to do this. Dan is Pixie. A fucking moron. Oh, I guess President Sunday thought that Dan was trying to get Pixie to blackmail me so that I could attack Pixie for blackmailing me, but Pixie blackmailed me all on her own, which was funny. Let's see. This is Pixie wanted to sue for a lot of money, literally $1 million. And she's discouraged from pursuing a legal route after speaking with a lawyer who specializes in cybercrime / revenge porn. And they told her that the hacker is at more fault legally than Steven, which is why she wants to go public about it. She feels like there's not going to be any legal justice and she doesn't want him to get away with it. And remember, at the end of the day, the only person that would help Pixie was a family friend, basically. So for some reason, Kyla gets maligned in all of this, even though Kyla was just trying to help Pixie the entire time, which is... I was going to say funny, but not really. It's actually pretty sad. Also, Steven wasn't aware that Dan was contacting Pixie from what she could tell. Oh, because I told everybody, don't talk to me about this. She could go to court, so fuck off. Additional context, Pixie was saying that if her parents found out, she would kill herself. Tell her to keep cool. She's going to be right. I did. She's calmed down since then and hasn't repeated anything related to suicide since. What do you think of Kyla's messages to her? I know Pixie's delusional to think she could get that sort of money, but I guess I thought Kyla's tone was off when addressing monetary compensation. She made it sound like Pixie was wrong to even expect any money. I mean, Pixie wanted that. She was basically trying to use Kyla as a liaison. Dumb. Pixie is really dumb. You and I have to assume that if we deal with her straightly, she will make a very stupid decision. Probably, but even if I convince her to not go the route she's currently planning, I consider that a win. Right now, she's thinking a twit longer plus a GoFundMe for legal fees. While I do think some people hate Steven enough to open their wallet and donate to what could be a legal headache, I don't think it's a good idea because of how Pixie is. No one can lose sympathy faster than her, and Kethel's poisoned people's ability to fundraise for stuff like that. I sent this to her the same week they got leaked. Why is she talking to Kyla then? That's how she found the lawyer, through reading this plus some other resource, because she started to get impatient and was discouraged by what the other two lawyers she spoke to said. Jesus, does the conversation continue? Between her and Kyla, not sure. That's all she sent. Yes, there's no way tonight. Let me find them. Okay. She was threatening to kill herself to him, but she told me this wasn't serious. It was just to get his attention. I really want to see that message, those messages. And I fucking hate that this fucking cunt didn't give me anything related to their conversation, because I think that there was a lot more scheming between her and Lauren, and I think that she would have revealed to Aaron that I will never get to fucking see, because she hid all of it. But so this is Aaron saying that Pixie was threatening to kill herself to Steven, but Pixie told me that it wasn't serious. It was just to get his attention. Update, she sent me a statement that she wants to publish, but it's terrible. So Pixie, remember this. Pixie said that she was forced to go public with everything because President Sunday and this guy Beckett published a YouTube video. But you can see here that way back in January 8th, she already had her whole give, send, go statement. She already had all of it written out. So my guess is Lauren wrote this for her. But the idea that somebody forced her, that they forced her to go, is a fucking lie from Pixie as well. I think it's too long. It reveals irrelevant personal info that works against her and has other basic typos slash grammatical errors that make it a bit hard to follow. How would you rework this to a better statement? I've asked her for a VC later today where I can talk to her about all this stuff. This is on the 8th. What day were you thinking about releasing it? I mean, the most I can think of is the Virginia stuff or Nas, but I have trouble seeing how he would do that to, he would do that in a way that doesn't make him look worse for trying to deflect. Oh, shit. Sorry. Every time new stuff gets revealed and then I look at old stuff, I recontextualize it. Hold on. I wonder if she knew here that her fraud marriage was a vulnerable point, because I don't know anything else about Virginia. I really don't know much about her at all. I'd met her like 2 or 3 times. I wonder if she was worried about me figuring out about the marriage fraud. I mean, because Aaron is asking her something here. No, I don't think he'd do that because I think it would look worse. I mean, anything that you guys have, dot, dot, dot. I don't know what Aaron's message is here, but Pixie says, I mean, the most I can think of is the Virginia stuff or Nas. That's a loner box. But I have trouble seeing how he would do that in a way that does make him look worse for trying to deflect. What day we think about releasing it? Going to talk to my lawyer first, send a demand letter, and based on his response to said letter, release it. I originally wanted to do it by next week, but seems unlikely. For $15 million. Do you know if the Virginia Lauren was hanging out with the other day was this Virginia? Yes, it absolutely is. Yes. All three of them are friends. Update. This is on the 10th. Nope, haven't heard from her since the 8th, but she's been active, so she's just ignoring me. We'll give it a couple days. I'd like for her to update me, and she kind of randomly has been throughout this whole thing, but I think she's annoyed with me. I told her gently to readjust her expectations with money that she could receive in any sort of a settlement, plus said the demand letter first wasn't a good idea. Now she would tell me if she settled. She's evading you. You sure? Yeah, there's no way she wouldn't tell me. President Sunday. This is not an honest person. Her first impulse was to try and blackmail Steven with her suicide. True. I don't have a timestamp because he's still alive, but Lonerbox said on his stream this morning that he's taking a break from streaming for a while, alluding to what happened. I'm so curious how much stuff Pixie fucking lied to him about, but whatever. Fuck. Let me know when you're available to talk. Serious development. Good development. Oh, I'm not free until tomorrow night to chat. TLDR, should I wait? Urgent, actually. Tell me. I can't pass anything to Pixie, though. She's not replying, and I just don't feel comfortable bringing anything about this up to her. That's on the 16th. I just talked to Blank. He has the Pixie Erudite messages, and he leaked them to me. He had them, and he shared them to me. Did you share it with anybody else? I wonder who they're talking about here. I just talked to... I could probably figure this out if I were to sit down and figure out. Fuck, with Blank. Was it the exact same video? I know Blank wouldn't have shared it. Don't know. He said in my convo that he didn't have a scrolling video, but I had never mentioned it was scrolling. And he's got all of it, so he definitely has it. What did you send to whom specifically? I sent the video. I never took screenshots. Wait. Can I ask you a blunt question? Yes, of course. Have you talked to Steven directly throughout any of this? Yes. What was said between you two? He told me about Pixie's suicidality, and I said he should offer a compensation. They talked from there, but Pixie told me the combo broke down. But yes, this is one of a few suggestions. I said that she's in a precarious financial situation, that she's not consulted her therapist, and that therapy bills or payments to assist with law school would be money that would be productive to her because it's something to look forward to. She refuses to tell her family, and things are breaking down with Loner, and I felt overwhelmed being one of, I don't know how many people she let into a limited support network. The suicidal threats worried me because she kept saying it was contingent on her parents finding out, not the general public, but it was never pressing enough that I felt a wellness check was in order. Loner reached out to me when he hadn't heard back from her. I contacted her roommate and asked to please contact me. And then I think that day she responded to me and I made the suggestion to Steven over financial compensation because it's what she wanted most. Anyway, sorry, that was a whole fucking side thing. There's a reason why Pixie didn't give me the messages between her and Aaron. And I think it's because those messages probably make her look really, 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 really bad and really schemey. Whatever.
Remember to hit that like and subscribe, and don't forget the notification bell so that my videos show up right in your feed.